This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofuegbo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why an other thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on other thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. Why an other thou art calling? Do not pass me by. You are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to say something very important to you. As you are listening to me, let me first of all read from the book of Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want to talk about dealing with your ugly past. Dealing with the past that you never want to repeat in your life. Dealing with your ugly past. That's what I want to talk about this day. Now listen to me. We all have sinned. We all have a past. I have a past. You have a past. Everybody has a past. All of us have a past. And our past is not too good at all. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the truth. Like I said, you have a past. I have a past. We all have past. But let me tell you one thing. Let the past be past. Let your past be past. Don't keep them handy. Don't keep them in your heart. Let them past like the past. If you do, you're going to bring a lot of blessings to you. I discovered that one thing that is holding people back is their past. Things they did yesteryears. Things they did yesterday. Things they done before is holding them. And because of that, they're not moving forward. Dealing with your ugly past. Now listen to me. If you begin to look at the things you've done before, you will not move forward. Everybody has a past. Mary Magdalene in the Bible. We were told in the Bible that she had seven demons, spirits. We're told she did some terrible things. We're told she did prostitution and the rest. But when she met Jesus, her story changed. Look at Simon Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 good times and swore that he never knew anything about Jesus, that he has never heard about the man called Jesus. This is the master he ate bread with. This is the man who saved him. This is the man who went and healed his mother-in-law from fever. Peter denied our Lord Jesus outright and claimed he had never heard anything about him. As if that is not enough, he began to put curse on himself and swore he has never heard about the master. But that happened so that the word of the Lord will be fulfilled, because Jesus told him, before the cock will crow once, you would have denied me 3 times. Thrice. And it did happen. But when Peter was converted, what happened? He became so great that he even died for his master. His shadow began to heal the sick when he was converted. Look at Apostle Paul, formerly Saul, who was a murderer. But when he was converted, he became a great apostle, one of the greatest apostles of the Bible times. Now listen to me. I don't know what you have done before. I don't know what your past is. I don't know the kind of story you have. Have you been a prostitute? Have you committed several abortions? Have you killed? Have you destroyed lives and properties? Have you been a gangster? I was preaching in a certain nation, and there is this man, huge, and I mean huge, I use the word huge, such a big man, very, very far. He came to me after the program, he's an evangelist, and he began to cry. And I wanted to know, why are you crying? He said, Apostle Mike, if I remember the things I've done in the past, I don't believe that God will ever forgive me. He said, I've done so many terrible things. I don't believe that God can forgive such things. I've killed. I've destroyed lives. I've disappeared people in raw acid. I've done so much evil. Oh, he will cry. See the way he was crying, like a baby. He leaned on my chest and was crying heavily. He said, please, beg God to forgive me. I didn't know when I did all these things. He cried and cried and cried. And he told me all the evil he had done. But he has given his life to Christ. That's what the Bible says. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. The past will be rolled away. And after he cried, I said, don't cry. You did all those things in your ignorance. The Bible says, in the days of ignorance, God winked the eye, but want all of us to come to repentance. I prayed for him. You that is listening to me, I don't know your past. I don't even know your present. Because while we are dealing with the past, we are dealing with the ugly present too. Are you involved in one thing, in one dirty deal or the other? You can repent right now. You can repent right now. God will forgive you. You can repent. I've met robbers, people who repented, dropped their guns and stopped stealing and stopped killing people. I've met cultists, they drop the occultism, drop everything, and turn to Christ. That's the only place you can find peace. I've met a lot of people who are into one evil or the other, and the Lord helped them. They dropped them and their lives were changed. Even if you are in the cult now, you can still change. You can still come out. Even if you have sold your soul to the devil, you can buy it. You can call the master. He will give you back. There is a saying which I hear a lot of people use it often. They say, you can't eat your cake and have it back. True. But not when you are with the baker. You can't eat your cake and have it back. I agree. But not when you are with the baker. If you are with the baker, you can have as many cake as possible. If you are with the Lord Jesus, he will give you life so many times. If you have sold your soul to the devil, turn to Jesus. He will give you another soul. Or he will go get your soul back from the devil. You get it back. It's possible. Very, very possible, I'm telling you. So don't let your past destroy you. You did all those things in ignorance. You did them in ignorance. But now you can turn and follow the Lord God Almighty. You can turn to Jesus. That's the truth. The devil can only use you to destroy, but now you can turn to Jesus. Is there anything you're doing and it's so bad? Repent right now. Forget your past and turn to Jesus. If you come to Jesus, you behave as if those things never existed, as if they were not there, as if it never happened. Then the Lord God Almighty will save you. But there is one thing. Learn from your past. Learn from your past. There is something you have to learn from your past. So learn from what you have experienced before. When you fall to the ground, don't fail to pick up something when you coming up. When you fall to the ground, as you're getting up, pick something. Let that thing hold you so you don't fall again. Remember, your past could be the enemy of your future. Your past could be the enemy of your future. So try as much as you can to deal with your past and treat it like past. Roll it away. It is history. Don't rehearse it. Don't sing it. And don't use people's past to talk to them. Don't use people's past for examples. No, don't. I read about a young man that shot his mother dead. And when they asked him, why did you do that? He said he never had rest. He never had peace anytime his mother is around. She will keep reminding him of all the evil he did in the past. He pleaded with the mother and said, Mom, I've repented of these things. You know I have repented. Why not let these things pass away? He said he was trying to live a brand new life, but the mother will not allow it happen. He said he tried everything possible to live a new life, but the mother will not allow it happen. All the time, she's using the past to talk to him. All the time, he uses the past. He said that day she started again. He said, Mom, leave this thing. I've repented. Leave this thing. They are the past. Allow the past to pass. This woman will not allow it happen. He said, while he was saying it, he became so angry that he went and took the gun and pulled it on his mother and the woman died. That's it. Reminding people of their past is not good. Like those of you who are mothers, parents, fathers, you keep reminding your children of their past, what they've done before. Why not cover it up? Why not throw it away and let the children build a new life? Let them build a new life. That's exactly what you should do. So back to yourself. Deal with your past. Deal with them. You may have done some terrible things. There's opportunity to forge ahead. You can't forge ahead when you are carrying and backing your past. Carry it away. A madman woke up one day and he began to throw everything, all the bangles of empty tins on his neck, the necklace of empty tins, and all the bangles of empty tins on the hands and the shoes of rubber nylons all over his feet and dirty clothes. He removed everything. As he was throwing them away, he said, "I have no pocket for nonsense." And actually, he has no pocket for nonsense. He threw all those things away and rebuilt his life. Rebuild your life. Move ahead. Move ahead. You had problem in your marriage? Move ahead. You had problem in your family? Move ahead. Repent and move ahead. Continue. The Lord will be with you. He will guide you. He will protect you. The Lord has not finished with you. He will do great things in your life. You are a divine project. He won't leave you. I'm a divine project. I'm not to be abandoned. I'm a divine project. I'm not to be abandoned. I am a contract to the Lord. He will never abandon me until he finishes project right in my life. God will never abandon you. Forget about the past. Continue with your present. Let your future be bright. The Lord be with you. If you want to get this whole message, you can order for the CD and you see the way you are going to handle your past. Worship with us, and by the grace of God, we'll help you to clean up the past. You break it, we fix it. That's what we do here. God bless you. Amen.
Nothing uplifts like the Word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Pathway Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.